Hello and welcome to the Penny Mart House.
Amityville. Amityville.
I wonder what we're doing this week. Any ideas, listener?
I'm Christopher Brown.
I'm Jade.
And we are here to
who
talk
you?
About...
Who are you?
I've
Nobody
already said I'm
are.
Paul. I said I'm Paul. Hello. I'm Paul. And welcome to the Penny Mart House. And then you two went off on one. So, this week...
How have they spoken?
Amityville.
This week, we're
looking... What are we doing?
We're looking at the Loch Ness Monster.
We're looking at the Amityville Horror.
Ooh, I'm very intrigued about this because my knowledge... I've kind of know generally what it is, but sketchy.
Have you never seen the film?
I've never seen the film.
Have you seen the film?
No.
So, educate us...
Yeah.
No, what I mean is we're going to educate you, listeners,
yes,
with our in-depth knowledge and facts.
Yes.
Amityville, that's all I'm going to say.
I know, give it a fucking rest, will you?
It's a good song.
It's an excellent song. So, any excitement this week, just before we get into the main topic?
Nope.
Are you sure?
My life is, like, crushingly awful.
What about being on a train packed full of people and getting rubbed up with pussy acne? That's quite exciting.
Yeah, but no one wants to hear that.
Well, it's quite interesting.
Thanks.
I did almost have a casting to be to play a policeman in the Fred and Rose documentary.
See, that's
which would have
news.
Been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
But I couldn't go.
But he's a shit actor.
Yeah. And, but well, anyway, once you get in there, Chris, then you can get us parts as well. We can be lurkers.
But that would have been the best.
Professional lurkers in the background. Extras, that's what I'm thinking of. Could be an extra.
Why did you just make a quacking noise?
Where's my drinking?
Quack, quack.
Chris
my
quacks.
My drinking
if Chris
noise.
Quacks, it means he's sexually aroused. He should eat. That's what he does in the bedroom. Everyone has their own individual
sounds like a flock
proclivities,
of Canadian geese last night.
I always remember reading the story about a man who he couldn't unload during sex unless he withdrew and banged his knob against the wardrobe.
What? Specifically a wardrobe, so a door handle wouldn't do.
No, I don't know. He said a wardrobe. It was
that's
on
ridiculous.
One of them.
Is this one of your friends?
No, it was...
Does he like carrots?
It was in one of the... I think it was in a magazine, or like in a Dear
what,
Miriam
this?
Thing. Help me, Miriam. My girlfriend thinks I'm slightly odd.
Dear Deirdre.
Every time I'm about to climax.
I wonder why.
I withdraw and run across the room and bang my knob on the wardrobe.
Amityville.
Yeah, Amityville.
So, there we go.
Right, so the story starts in 1974.
Also fairly recent.
Fairly recent. We've got the DeFeo family, so very quickly, that's Ronald and Louise, they're both 43.
Mum and dad.
Then we've got the eldest son, Ronnie Jr., but also
ooh,
known as Butch.
Butch?
Butch.
Ooh, he sounds like he's Andy.
I love American names like Butch and Buzz. You know, like just...
Chad.
Maybe he's got a big chopper.
Crazy made-up names.
Jet.
I think we've had this conversation on the podcast.
No, we haven't. We said the Americans have crazy names. We didn't say that we like them.
Oh, that's different then.
This week I'm saying I like them. I'm very contrary.
So Butch, can we call him Butch?
Yeah, we'll call him Butch. Yes. And then they've got a daughter, Dawn, 18, another daughter called Alison, 13, a son, Mark, 12, and another son, John, who's 9.
I feel that John
is one of them. Is one of them in a chariot?
What?
One of the sons is in a chariot.
Oh, yeah.
Is he bionic? Has he got wheels?
Just lazy.
We used to have a song about that when we were little kids. It used to go, here we go, or not,
Mark.
Here we go.
Mark had a hip injury.
Can I sing it to you?
An injury?
There they go, cruising down the street, in electric wheelchairs, because they got no feet. Is that suitable?
So, we'll get straight to it. This is at 112 Ocean Avenue in Amityville, Long Island.
It's a big old house, isn't it?
It's quite a big house.
If you look it up, it's impressive.
I think most people are familiar with... It's quite an iconic building. I mean, they've changed it now, so it doesn't look anything like how it used to.
It's like arched, isn't it?
Yeah, and they've got the very famous little windows. And
yeah.
Isn't the boat in Jaws called Amity?
I don't know.
I'm sure it is. Amity 1, Amity 2.
This is already terrible.
What's terrible about it is it's just standard behaviour.
Yeah, the boat in Jaws is called Amity. Amity 1.
I don't know what's happened to your expectations, Jade. We've got to 10 podcasts of the same nonsense, and then all of a sudden it's terrible.
Right.
Our fan base is growing steadily.
On the 13th of November 1974, Butch goes a bit mental and kills his entire family. Yeah.
What's the build-up to Butch's madness?
Well, Butch, I think he's a bit spoilt, isn't he?
I've not got that impression, but that's interesting.
Yeah, for sure, definitely is. He works at the family garage, doesn't he, selling cars and stuff. And basically, his dad always beat him up, beat down on him.
Yeah, that's why I don't think he's spoiled.
Oh, wait, no, but then as he gets older and he gets bigger, he can outpower his dad.
Yeah.
And he's fighting against, and he used to get anything and anything he wanted. Like, they give him money, and when they didn't...
to not beat his dad.
Oh, I'd forgotten that bit.
When they didn't give him his money,
he'd just take it. Ronald Sr. was twatting Louise and not being a very nice man.
Yeah, still, but he got a job then at the car showroom.
Yeah.
And he used to just come and go as he pleased. They just turned a blind eye to it, and he just... Okay. If he asked...
He wasn't an angel.
And then didn't he got into heroin, didn't he, and...
Yeah, he was a bit of a bad boy.
Wild child.
Yeah, the wild card of the family, probably. Yeah. Right, so they find the father's been shot twice in the back and the neck. The mother's been shot twice, upper body. The sister's been shot once in the head at close range, both sisters. And the brothers were shot once in the back, both at close range.
Yeah.
And they were all found on their stomachs. Now, if you were in your house and you heard a gunshot, would you stay lying down in your stomach and not move? You'd be like, what's happening here?
So they've been shot and flipped over?
Oh, were they shot? Were they found in situ?
Oh, you're saying there's more than one shooter?
A number of
shooters.
Is this a theory?
Right. Well, Butch claims that Dawn, the 18-year-old daughter, was his co-conspirator. He changed his story quite a lot. But Dawn's nightclothes do have unburnt gunpowder on them.
So she's been handling a gun?
Well, yeah, potentially.
She's been frigging herself off with a gun.
Well, cut that.
That's a classic manoeuvre.
Butch, like, he claims that his family were going to kill him. Maybe he didn't kill them. He claims that God told him to do it. And also, you could consider that because of the abuse, he might have been driven to it, but it doesn't really explain why he killed his sisters and brothers.
I think there's also theories about that there was a robbery, I think, just before it happened at the car lot. And I think Butch was given the task of taking $12,000, which I don't know what's the equivalent these days, and 19 cent, probably about 20 grand or something.
40 years ago now, isn't it?
Maybe it's a lot of money.
A lot. And,
But in real English money, it would have only been 6,000 on the current exchange rate. So, it's not that much.
Well, no, 1.79 to the dollar at the minute, so...
Check you out. Fucking shit money. It's not even different colours, it's all green.
Yeah, I think there were 12... He was given the job of taking $12,000 to the bank, and he was mysteriously robbed at gunpoint.
Mm.
But I think there was, like, 2 hours missing. Like, he went, he disappeared for 2 hours, come back, said, oh, I've been robbed... And then, obviously, there was a big kick-off. The police come, and he was...
The word I'd use.
Yeah.
A hoo-ha.
He got very defensive, even though he was supposed to have been robbed.
He didn't... Was he not displaying any signs of trauma stage?
So the theory was...
Fuck you, I've been robbed.
I think the theory was, like, his dad suspected him possibly of stealing the money himself.
Well, if he's...
This was, I think, just days before the murder took place, so...
If he's a bit of a naughty boy, then... And he's been into, heroin and LSD and everything. Yeah.
I think he's a bit messed up in the head. Like, he also claims that a female with black hands handed him the rifle and told him to do it. So, like, a demon with black hands.
Mm. A black-handed
demon. But I assume
demon.
Not black all over, because why would you specify?
Maybe he only saw her hands.
Maybe she had gloves on.
Maybe she did, yeah.
Mm.
Maybe she blacked up like a minstrel.
Maybe, that would be upsetting. And then, also claim... Well, he says sometimes that he did it with Dawn, or that Dawn killed the kids, so he killed her. But then, once again, that doesn't explain why the parents are dead. And
yeah.
I think he just did it and is a madman, really.
No, but how did he... going back to that first point of they were all found face down, I mean...
Yeah, well, no drugs were found in the system. I suppose that is the biggest mystery.
Could you not, were they found face down?
They'd been shot face down. They hadn't been turned. Mm-hmm. So they were all lying on their stomachs.
If you put a pillow over it?
It's possible. Right, well, this is the order that I've got. So we killed Ron, Dad, then Louise, the mum. Then he went to Alison, and she probably had her head raised up and was looking towards the door.
Right.
Which, to me... I'd, if you heard two loud bangs like that...
Yeah.
I know, but she's a little kid, isn't she? I mean, she must have been scared out of her wits.
Well, she's 13. I mean...
Still, it's scary.
It is very scary.
And you don't know how you react in them kind of situations.
No. And then he kills Mark and John. And as I said, Mark had had an injury, I think, from football. And he had to sleep on his back, but was found on his stomach.
Oh, that's odd.
Extra unusual.
Mm. Yeah, because you would... I don't know if you think some... If you were... You'd jump out of bed, wouldn't you? I mean, look at Pretorius. He just fought somewhere in the house and he...
He'll know. Bang, 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 bang.
It's possible that Ronnie told Butch, Ronnie Jr., told them to turn around so we didn't have to look at them. That's a possible explanation.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, I'd be going like, wah, no! Well, I'd be going mental,
You wouldn't turn around.
I'd be like, no, look at me, brother.
Yeah, you'd be talking them down, wouldn't you? You wouldn't turn your back on
them.
It's not too late. Especially after you'd heard, say, like, you'd heard the first shot, like the father being shot. Then you'd try and talk, you wouldn't turn around because you knew what would be coming next.
No, it doesn't make much sense. Especially with Dawn, because Dawn is the most messed up corpse. Like, he's really got her right in the, like, head.
Doesn't he blow off her face off?
Yeah, she's a mess.
Nice.
Like, I'd be, I don't know, I wouldn't be up for that.
No, I wouldn't be up for that.
But the DeFeo's housekeeper had said that Louise DeFeo had predicted a tragedy was imminent. I think things were really coming to a head with the abuse and the, you know, lots of tensions simmering.
What kind of abuse are we talking?
Incest
is best? Are we going that far?
No, we're not going that far.
For the first time.
I think just an atmosphere of general intimidation and bullying.
Mentally.
Yeah, physically. And physical.
Ron and Louise done some
young
shagging.
As well, because they're 43 and Ronnie's 23, so.
Well, they've knocked out five kids.
Yeah.
That's some going, that, isn't it? They must have been 20 when they had the first.
Yeah.
Catholic.
Yeah, they were Italian Catholic.
No Johnnies.
Rhythm method, wardrobe, willy banging.
Yeah.
That's the rhythm method.
Are you allowed to do that if you're a Catholic? Pull it out and spit it everywhere?
No. Yeah. No, you are.
You're allowed to use withdrawal or the rhythm method. You're just not allowed to put a cap on it.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking if you're not married. Yeah, if you're married...
Really? You're allowed to use withdrawal?
Yeah.
Well, why are you not allowed to bag it up?
Because it's literally nonsense, I'd say. That's why.
Because you're not
allowed... Because it's made up
rules.
You're not allowed to capture it.
You're not allowed to capture it because that's against God's will to capture...
Because
spunk.
God really cares about
the sperm.
Yeah.
Did you never go to Sunday school, Chris?
I got expelled from Sunday school.
Is it for getting your wangle out in church?
For
you don't want to mention it.
For mocking the teachings.
Oh. What did you mock? What did you say? God's not real.
I think it was something to do. No, I think I was making jokes about him.
Him? Do you mean Jesus?
Yeah, about
do you mean him with a capital
baptized?
H?
I can't remember.
Him.
It was something about baptisms and having her style, like, just getting their... I don't know.
That wasn't very forgiving or Christian of them.
I know, yeah.
Typical.
Yeah.
Typical.
Preach
I've never
it,
been a godly
practice
man.
It.
Boy.
I'm very godly.
Anyway, so that's the murders. He gets sent to prison. He's still in prison. He's a nutcase. That's that. So shall we move on to the Lutzes, who are more the main family of our story?
Well, it seems to... I was expecting a bit more.
So, but...
What more do you want?
It was prosecuted.
Well, it was very quick to talk about... about six murders. Just seemed to get through it very quickly. But I suppose if did, that's what happened, that's
did,
what happened.
Did he get just...
Bad Lad shoots dad and others.
Shocker.
Bad Lad's on tour. Or six.
You know why he shot them, though?
74.
You know why he shot them all, don't you?
Well, I've just told you the possible reasons.
It's American gun laws are very poor.
There you go. So, come on.
If he didn't have a gun in the house, he wouldn't be able to shoot.
So he gets sent down. Is he still in prison today?
Yes.
Serving life sentences, I'm presuming?
Yeah, he's never getting out. He's nuts.
How old was he when he got sent down?
He was 23 when he committed the murders, so...
Gutted.
Yeah, life ruined.
And they were Italian?
Yeah.
Should have just...
I'm surprised you've not given us any interpretations of what went on, Chris, in your best...
in your best accent.
In your best accent. Yeah. It'd be nice to hear something other than Scottish.
Do an Italian-American being shot by their son.
Being shot by the son?
Yeah.
Hey!
What?
Hey,
here, laddie.
Tony! Where is my baloney, Tony?
Was that Dracula? What is going on with
bit,
that?
A little bit. Hey, I take you to...
Channel Sylvester Stallone more
I
than
take
Dracula.
You hey! You mess with me, you mess with my whole family.
What
it's
is
like
that?
A drunk godfather.
That is mental.
Why, what do you want, eh? Butch.
Think of Joey from Friends.
That is mental.
Hey, Butch. Butch, how we doing, kid? How you doing, Butch? What are you doing to me?
Dude, you're a Scottish Italian.
Right! Get that fucking look. Lasagna out of here.
Oh, I think the whiskey's...
I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down to Chinatown. To Little Italy.
You sound like all in Brazil.
Now give me an espresso.
That is excellent. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah. What's Lutz? What nationality is?
Oh, that must be like Polish or something.
Yeah,
sounds Polish.
Polish. I don't know what Polish. Are you Eastern Europeans?
It's
the
Eastern
same.
European.
Your Dracula voice will work.
Well, I've no tail yet.
To
associate and channel, yeah.
Well, you've got George and Kathy Lutz and their three children.
Lutz, they're... I've heard that name before.
To do with the Amityville Horror, perhaps?
Maybe.
Are you not just thinking of... Sluts?
Lots of sluts.
I don't even know why that's funny.
Because it's past midnight and the
madness is setting. What was she called, wasn't there a Polish one who Fred and Rose did?
No, there was a Dutch one.
Yeah, but I'm sure there was one like Lutz.
Because you did, you'd go Dutch accent. And then you said...
Oh yeah, they called her Tulip. No, was she not Swiss and they called her Tulip because they thought she was Dutch?
Oh yeah, that was it, that's right.
Don't know the difference.
She popped her clogs.
So, the Lutz is moving.
Yeah, so you've got George Lutz, Kathleen Lutz, Daniel Christopher, Missy.
Missy, that sounds a very modern name. Isn't it?
Oh, it sounds like a stupid name to me.
Missy Lutz.
No offence.
Sounds like a stripper's name, Missy Lutz.
Yeah, it does a bit.
A porn star's name.
So there's a lot of these Lutzes knocking about as well.
Yeah, well, they get the house, it's a bargain, because obviously 13 months...
Nobody wants to live there.
Previously, someone had gone round and shot the whole family in it.
And did they know when they bought the
house? Yeah, the estate agent... Like I think they have to be by law, don't they, in a lot of American states. They have to say whether...
Have been given a lick of paint? You'd like to think so.
They cleaned it up, but they decided to keep, rather bizarrely, I think, the Lutzes were so unsuspicious, they decided to keep the DeFeo's furniture because it was nicer than theirs.
Well,
which wouldn't be my
choice.
Well,
they were obviously up for a bargain if they're willing to move into this house.
Well, they got it for $80,000.
Right.
So. What's that in English money, Chris? As long as they've moved all the bloodstained stuff.
Yeah. Well, you'd like
you wouldn't know any difference.
I mean, if the estate agent's got anything about him, they'll give it a lick of paint, won't they?
Like,
if well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
The beds as well?
They kept Dawn's bed frame. Obviously, they got rid of the mattress.
Because they were full of holes.
Yeah. But it does seem rather morbid.
No, I think... Well,
it's like...
You can't just chuck away everything that's...
It's like that dressing gown that Rose were wearing.
Yeah.
You can't just throw things away because, like, dead people have been near it, can you?
Otherwise...
You have to swear.
Charity but I wouldn't make any money.
If I moved into a house now and it had furniture in, I'd say I want my own furniture. Sorry, Chris was just chewing a Captain America shield and that's why he just suddenly went quiet. Because Paul told him to stop.
Being told off.
Yeah, you're dropping pound coins everywhere a minute ago. And God, that was a strange pause. And then chewing on a thing, making duck noises through a bottle. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so the Lutzes moved in on the 19th of December in 1975, and they did get a...
That's a bit weird, isn't it? Because you usually wait till after Christmas and like the New Year and then settle in. Go on, carry on.
Do you think?
I suppose they were just keen to get in. Depends. If they're in a chain...
Well, that's a thing about it as well, isn't there?
Gotta think about that chain, Chris.
Wait after Christmas and then...
Yeah. Are you saying this because both me and Paul are separately moving to houses before Christmas?
Oh, no, I didn't even put that connection together.
I am, listener, moving to a new house as we speak, and there's a cellar, and in the cellar there seems to be a stone altar, perhaps for sacrifices.
Excellent.
I'll post a picture next time I'm in the house.
In the house I'm moving to, there's lots of... there's no carpets in it at the moment, and some of the floorboards have been taken out and replaced with new ones.
Hmm.
So, I'm wondering if someone's been inspired by Dennis.
What was I saying? Did I say that they got it blessed?
No.
Right, they got a Catholic priest in just to, bless it.
So what religion are the Lutzes?
I think that George is some kind of Methodist. None of them are practicing, it's just...
Yeah, they were born.
Yeah.
They're good enough.
The rest of them are Catholic.
So they just do it for
just for the sake
of mind.
Just get rid of any bad mojo.
The aura.
Yeah. Just get it all clean.
Well, that's what you need. Get all the blood and guts and bad spirits away.
Yeah, the priest who came, he said that he did hear a voice demanding him to get out while he did the... The thing.
Get out!
But he doesn't necessarily ascribe it to paranormal. George could have gone in the next room and said that. I'm going to say right now, I take a sceptical stance on the Lutz's claims.
They should have got Derek named. Derek Okora.
Well, he could have said
He would have gone mental for it, yeah.
What was the name of the priest?
He was called Ralph J. Pecoraro.
Ralph J.
I'm just Paolo checking that
Piccolo,
he was...
Piccolo Hiro.
Get out!
I want to check his particulars in case he's some sort of ventriloquist.
I bet he'd check your particulars.
Not all Catholic priests are paedophiles.
Just most of them.
Most are, yeah.
Not all of them.
So Father Piccolo?
Close enough, yeah.
He went high, he went low.
In the film, I've not watched it in years, but I seem to remember he gets swarmed by flies.
Ooh, they should have had them
strips.
Sticky strips that you hang from the ceiling.
Yeah, they should have done.
They should have talked to Dennis Nielsen. He could have given some top
tips.
Yeah, some
tips.
Put some magic trees up.
Yeah, magic trees.
Dealing with flies.
Some spray.
The priest also claimed that he got blistered hands after leaving the house. But, he could...
Masturbation.
Possibly, yeah. The thing is, that it's all very... Bullshitty.
I like that term.
It's very bullshitty. So within the 28 days that they're there, they experience many, many horrors.
I can't believe you're not a believer. Can you believe that, Chris?
I'm a believer.
I would have thought you was a believer of these paranormal events.
Get out! No. Get out!
In not any paranormal events.
No. I don't believe in paranormal events.
If there are any ghosts listening on the airwaves, come and haunt me. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Haunt me.
Haunt my fanny.
Well, they can haunt your fanny if you want. Just haunt me.
Shut your legs, for God's sake.
But whatever you do, don't haunt the butter churn.
I don't get that reference.
Pendle witches.
What did they have to do with the butcher?
If there's a familiar in the churn, the butter won't come.
I don't like listening to our episodes.
That's not encouraging the listeners.
So, they're in the house, there's shitloads of ghosts and ghouls. And
never
goblins.
Mind getting banned from Sunday school. I'm going to ban you from this podcast if you don't put that down.
Sorry.
You're a fidget.
You are a fidget.
Sorry. You're much less fidgety when you have to concentrate on the facts.
Yeah.
Now you're like a cheeky boy.
Yeah. George would wake up at 3:15 in the morning every night.
Every morning
he would wake up.
Why, did he have an alarm?
No.
He should have turned his fucking alarm off. That's what he would get opening up, waking up.
No, but that was the approximate time of the murders.
Ah.
You see.
I've woke up again, love. Fucking surprised. Put it on sleep, for God's sake.
The house was swarmed with flies, even though, to me, that's just...
Why did he check the boathouse?
He liked it, I don't know.
He didn't walk to the boathouse.
He went down to the boat. There was a boathouse and a pool. It was a bargain, a real bargain.
Oh, you're joking.
Sounds it.
I'd live there. I don't think it'd bother me.
No, what, the ghosts and the...
Well, just the fact that someone got murdered.
No,
there.
I don't think it'd bother me.
Because especially in England, most houses are old enough to have had dead people in them.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm sure someone might have died in this very room, Chris.
Maybe.
Well, we'll find out when we do our Ouija board.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we weren't allowed to do it in your house.
Yeah, well.
Stay tuned, listener. They had a lot of nightmares, even though, once again, I feel like if that's in your mind...
Yeah.
You'd have nightmares, wouldn't you? And the children started to sleep on their stomachs, like...
On purpose.
Oh, the bodies are fine.
I sleep on my stomach anyway. I'm a stomach sleeper.
I swap, you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm stomach, generally, but with one leg straight and one leg bent.
Ah, I like both legs bent.
Another sterling episode on the Penny Maltose podcast.
I'm sorry, this is because I didn't do any research.
It's all Jade's fault, this.
To be... Oh, God.
But we have to give her some slack.
Yeah. I forgot where we were up to.
They slept in the manner of the dead body. You're not even saying it in, like, a scary, interesting way. You could have said all the DeFeo children started sleeping
Luxes.
In the manner... Or
Luxes.
The Luxes started sleeping in the manner of the children
that
were murdered.
How many girls were there?
One, missing.
I got it! You're gonna kill the fly!
Oh my god, Chris just killed a fly mid-air.
Like Mr. Miyagi.
Oh my god, are we being terrified by...
It's a swarm of
swarms
flies.
Swarms of flies.
Yeah.
Terror. I can't even talk.
You wanted...
I'm struggling.
You wanted...
To be haunted.
A sign, and there you have it. You
a very
flies.
Small, free fly.
A fly appears.
It's more of a flea than a
as
fly.
As if by magic.
Yeah.
How many girls were there?
Missy.
Just the one?
Yeah.
Just the one Lutz slot.
Yeah, just one Lutz slot.
That's a bit hard, isn't it? She's only a little kid.
How old is she?
What, when she was in the house?
Yeah.
I don't know, young.
Slot.
She's a child.
See, the other ones have birthdays on this website, but she doesn't. She's mysterious.
Well, it's not her... Well, I suppose it's not her fault, but her name does rhyme with slot, so what do you expect?
So it's her fault?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Anyway, but Missy's interesting because she gets an imaginary friend while at the house.
Oh.
And she's called Jodie.
Imaginary friend's called Jodie?
Yeah, and guess
she
what Jodie is.
Some more imagination.
What would you imagine a little girl would have for an imaginary friend? Perhaps another little girl.
Yeah.
You know, something normal like that. A demonic pig.
Oh, nice! Nice!
How old is she? Oh, she's five,
oh,
Missy.
Oh, five, it says
she's
there.
Five?
Yeah, she's 5 years old.
I think you should join the priesthood.
Wait a minute, she's five and she's got a demonic pig.
Pig with red eyes.
Yeah.
Friend.
Red eyes.
Supposedly
friend.
So, that appears at the window and freaks everyone out. And that, I have to say.
But how can it freak everybody else out?
Do they see it?
Well, they see it as well sometimes.
What, and then it just doesn't go wild when it's with Missy?
What do you mean?
Well, it's a demonic pig and it's going mad.
What?
And everybody's like...
just sort of floats about. And
Then when it's very messy, it's just like...
It's a bit like the pig in the Simpsons movie. He becomes Homer's
friend. I don't get this pig business.
It's just a pig.
Right.
They should have just seen you throwing packs of bacon at it.
At one point, George, actually, he sees Missy in her bedroom. He's in the garden looking into the window. And the pig stood behind her.
Stood? On two legs?
On four legs. I mean, it doesn't say. But...
It's not reared up.
Yeah, no. But she's in bed. Is this pig on
the
pig on the bed?
Missy stood up and behind her stands the pig.
Yeah, but
stands Jodie.
If it was on the floor, if it was on the floor, he wouldn't be able to see it because he'd be lower than the bed. So it must be on its hind legs.
Right, well, it stood on two legs going mental. And he runs up and he finds that actually Melissa's in bed and the pig's nowhere to be seen.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
So it's not really an imaginary friend, is it? It's more of an appearing demon.
Yeah, I think it starts off with her being like, oh, Jodie says, meh, meh, meh.
And then all of a sudden...
And everyone's like, oh, don't talk about Jodie anymore, it's creepy. And then suddenly Jodie's there.
Yeah.
That's the only bit that makes me think, if I was going to write or fabricate a horrible story like this, you know, to gain publicity, if someone suggested to me, let's put in a demonic pig called Jodie, I'd be like, no, that's shit.
What would you call a demonic pig?
Percy.
Fuck off, Percy.
What do you call it? Like Frankenstein.
Demonic name, like...
Beelzebub. Fancy.
Fancy! I'd call my demonic pig...
Spit, that's just nasty.
I'd call him Syphilis.
No, that's not nice.
Yeah, Sif the pig.
Sif the pig.
No...
Or you could shorten it to...
I just wouldn't have...
Or you could shorten it to Phyllis.
I wouldn't have a demonic pig, I'd say, oh...
Phil the pig.
She's got an imaginary friend who's like a creepy old woman or anything because a pig isn't scary in any way. Yeah. Pigs are delicious and cute.
No, pigs are quite scary because they eat people.
Yeah, but only... Not
yeah,
all
but
the
only
time.
Like honks,
yeah.
Look, think about pigs in blankets.
Oh, what, pig nice. With pig wrapped round it?
Yeah.
Double pig.
Mm. Anyway, yeah, there were cold spots in the house, all your standard stuff, bad
rising
smells.
Damp.
Why'd you say it twice? Rising damp. Damp.
I'm padding.
Amityville.
I don't know, we've got half an hour of baffling bambles. So
you say that, but then when I edit it, this will be like 10 minutes.
Amityville.
It's the house on the hill.
George would hear a marching band playing. He was the only one because it's nonsense.
You had a marching band?
Yeah.
That's just meant which one was George?
The dad.
I'm going to say if it's one of the kids, it's just the imagination.
Yeah, it's just all nonsense. There's a huge list of all the things I could tell
I
you.
I thought
more.
You were going to tell me some like really scary.
Oh, listen, right, okay, I'll do this one. Right, let's establish an atmosphere, right. At one point, George saw Kathy, but as a 90-year-old woman, the hair wild, a shocking white, the face a mass of wrinkles and ugly lines, and saliva dripping from the toothless mouth.
So we just saw when she got up for steam.
Before she put her face on.
George!
A man's face is his autobiography, a woman's but a book of fiction.
Who have you nicked that off?
I don't know, I can't remember.
Terrible.
That's just rude.
It's true though. Whose eyebrows have you got on today?
It's not my fault that I'm
Max Factor or Chanel.
Rimmel's.
Oh, Rimmel, it's so close to Rimmer.
Rimmel me. Rimmel me, you demonic pig.
So was it like no other scary things. So they left this house.
Well, these were the scary things.
I'm sorry, it's not 28 days.
So we've got a marching band, we've got a pig,
some
flies.
Cold. Oh, some flies.
Smells.
Hell,
bad
put,
smells.
Someone didn't put bins out.
Yeah, because they've got
flies
and cleaned
bad smells.
Up the blood
sleeping
properly.
Weird.
We've got a pig, we've got a band.
Lying on your front.
Lying on your front's not sleeping weird.
What's the boat in Jaws called, Amity?
Captain Jake's Amity Boat Tours. I think was the village called Amity.
The village was called Amity. The police chief of Amity.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, and then the last night, that was particularly bad. Lots of banging and...
Oh, yeah.
This is shit.
Tell me about it.
Why on earth would you buy a brilliant Dutch colonial-style house for $80,000 and then move out because your kids sleep
because
on the front?
Because they made a shitload of money from doing that.
Oh, did they?
Not half. And also, the thing is, this house, you imagine it as some desolate, you know, all on its own.
Yeah.
Isolated. Yeah. It's just on a street. It's like... It's not scary to me.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So they run away. After 28 days, they run away. And, I mean, fair play to them, because it ends up becoming a sensation. You get the book...
Cash Cow.
Yeah, The Amityville Horror, which it's claimed was thought up over a bottle of wine one night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Lutzes later denied this. They're like, no, it's real, it's real, it's real. There's a documentary called My Amityville Horror. I think it's on Netflix, actually.
Ooh.
Where Daniel Lutz, one of the sons, talks about his experience there. And he is really insufferable.
In what way?
He believes it's all true. But obviously, he was a little boy while he was there. And if your dad's saying...
Outside, playing with a...
timpani. Yeah. Like.
Nobody mentioned that dad moonlighted as a one-man band.
Holding a pig up to your window.
That's terrible.
Well, it is terrible because
it scared the crap out of
it. It is my belief that these people have made it up. Right. Whereas this, and now this Daniel Lutz, who's like, you know, he must be in his 40s,
right,
is
but his head's screwed.
Mentally, he fully believes that it all happened, fully believes in it, and obviously it's nonsense. Nah. So these parents have
really
is it worth
him.
It for what you've done
sacrificed
mentally?
The son for a few quid.
Yeah. He's a real arsehole about it, though. Like, he's very pissy and...
Yeah, too
He
much.
Thinks he's a big shot because he was in the Amityville house. Yeah, he really does. He's a bit of an arse. But it's
shot.
An interesting watch.
You're not really a big shot because of where you...
Spend 28 days.
Yeah.
For 28 days, yeah.
That's my opinion of him, anyway.
Because you saw a pig.
Jodie.
Sit down, Jodie.
Oh.
So where did they go after the 28 days when they bunked off?
All the talk shows.
Travelling. Whitney? Was she called Whitney?
Who's Whitney?
Oprah. Did they go on Oprah? Or was Oprah not
Oprah
around?
Oprah wasn't around then.
What
they went on the other ones. You
Sally,
know.
Jesse,
Sally.
Fire,
Sally,
Jeffrey.
Oh, actually, that's quite interesting. We'll get to that. Because... Ooh. As you probably know, Ed and Lorraine Warren ended up doing an investigation at the house along with some other psychics. Do you know who Ed and Lorraine Warren are?
No.
They've been on a few films recently. They're very famous, like mediums and you know, psychic investigators.
Like Derek.
Like Derek Acora.
Are they Tom Tanks?
Mary loves
Tom
Dick.
Tank.
Yank.
Wank.
Yeah, the Yanks. Tom Tanks? Have you made that up?
Yeah,
they
just ran
he's
in
a, he's a Tom Tank.
Well, usually
hello to all our Tom Tank listeners.
It's not really the best because a Tommy Tank's a wank.
Oh.
So go on, these two mediums.
Yeah,
went
these
in
American
feds.
Mediums went in.
Oh, I can feel the presence. I can feel it coming through now.
They're not Irish, Chris. They're American.
Yes, I can hear the brass band.
That is still not American.
As we speak, I'm on the Warren's official website and it's... Someone needs to redesign this because the last time it was looked at must have been like 1997. And also it plays music. I had to put it on mute because it starts playing music automatically. Shall I pop it on for a minute?
Yeah, see what it sounds like.
I hope you can hear that. Just a bit of atmosphere.
Oh yeah, I can feel it now. There's like someone coming to me. I can feel the presence of something, of somebody. Oh, they want to say something. They want to say something. One minute.
Is that Jordy?
Like start of Harry Potter.
I mean, I think I might get a bit creeped out listening to that at 4 a.m. Right, I'll mute that now. Yes, 20 days after...
Oh, I'm terrified.
After the Lutzes moved out... Sorry. Need a drink.
Lutz. That was just Jade coughing up a lung.
Yeah, the Warrens went in. They're on, have you not seen that film which is called the, oh my God, what's it called? The one with the Annabelle doll in. The Conjuring. They're in The Conjuring.
Right.
The actors.
What?
Are the actors?
No, there's someone playing Ed and Lorraine Warren. But to come back to the Sally Jesse Raphael thing, actually, and listeners, I'll try and post it on the Facebook, but you should look it up anyway. There's a video of Ed and Lorraine Warren on Sally Jesse Raphael.
Ooh. And is Sarah, is she the one with the massive glasses?
Yeah, I love Sally.
Sally, did they do that? Sally.
No, that's
Sally,
Ricky.
Sally. Oh.
Jerry.
Ricky.
Yeah, but don't...
No, that's Go Ricky. Go Ricky.
What did they do for Sally then?
Hooray!
Yay! And is it a bit more like...
respectable.
Higher brow, Sally, than like Jerry and Ricky?
I mean, it's still... Sally tends to be more country, trashy.
Oh, is
whereas
she?
Ricky's like more like ghetto-y, urban-y. Yeah.
So what's Jerry then?
Made up, scummy, I don't know.
Right.
You can't beat Judge Judy, really.
I hate Judge Judy.
Oh, I love her.
But they're on Sally Raphael.
Yeah, that's where we were at.
I always think of the Turtles.
The Turtles? They're like the Beatles. The Beatles shit of
Raphael. Raphael.
Yeah, the Beatles, the monkeys, and the Turtles.
That's my order of favourites. Yes.
I just imagine like a little turtle's head popping out of somewhere.
Ew. Ed gets quite nasty when people
don't
question him.
Oh yeah, like can you tell us if it's real or not? Fuck you! It's very not fuck
course
you.
It's real.
He's very
so
arsey.
Did
I saw
Ed
a pig
and Lorraine?
Yeah.
Did they
fuck you
feel things? What happened when they went?
Of course they did.
As far as they were concerned, it was entirely demonic. Also, we've not talked about the basement room. They did find a little red, they called it the red room, red basement room. But, like, they make a big deal out of it.
Secret room.
Yeah, in the book and the film. But the DeFeos did know about it. It's just not on the plans. It's not...
It's
like,
not.
In the film, it's like the gateway to hell. Oh. But it's not really. It's just a storage closet.
It's not like Joseph Fritzl's extension.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that at all.
Just empty.
Oh, we should talk about Joseph Fritzl.
Yeah, we should maybe look at
Fritzl. Yeah, maybe
Fritzl
in like 20 years when it's not blisteringly fresh.
It's Europe, so...
Yeah, well, we'll do an episode on our European brothers and sisters. Because they must have loads of nutters doing mad things out there.
Out there on the mainland.
Well, we are an island nation.
Bobbing along. Go on.
Right, can I? Yeah. Am I allowed now? Right. On the official website, Ed claims that he was physically pushed to the floor.
Okay. Bollocks.
And Lorraine, she's more of the, she gets, what's it called? You know, like the psychic, as in she gets the messages and gets possessed
and does all the...
Yeah, she's the one who does that, and that happens.
I like it that he was...
So what, does he get it? Does he feel the physical presence of it?
They both feel physical presences, but Ed doesn't take on the spirits.
I'm getting
he doesn't
the name.
Manifest them, if you know what I mean.
Clinton Baptiste.
That Ed was physically pushed to the floor because he was using religious provocation in the basement.
What does that mean?
Take that how you will. How do you like it? Huh? How do you like my provocation?
This
night, hell yeah!
This night's also famous because it's the night where they capture on film a supposed ghost. And it's quite a famous photo.
Is this like when they say that they've seen orbs and it's just like...
No, it's better than
they've got
that.
A big light and then some dust goes
Shall
past
I get it up?
Yeah,
oh my
yeah,
God!
Can you
oh my God! What was that? Bit of dust.
It's this.
Oh.
Let's have a look.
Oh, I can't really turn the laptop very well.
It's there, like that.
Yeah.
Of the boy.
Yeah, to describe it for listeners.
It's a photo of a boy.
It's a photo over a banister of a little boy popping his head out.
So what's the problem with the photograph?
Because there were no children in the house.
Bullshit. So, yeah, but couldn't you just take a photograph of a boy and say there was no boys in the house?
Who took the photo?
It was a camera that was set to go off automatically every, like, I don't know, 30 seconds or whatever. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
And it captures this boy. Now, is this a DeFeo boy?
Who knows?
So, who set the
camera? It's all very spooky, isn't it?
Well, the psychics who were going in to investigate.
So, I'm interested about this.
Yeah.
So this photo was taken by an automatic camera that flashed after the Defales were dead and the Lutzes had all moved out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they went in deliberately. They set the camera
up. No, I know.
Yeah. Like ghost investigators.
Yeah. Well, that's quite an interesting photo.
It is an interesting photo. It is.
Because it's clearly something. There's something there.
Why could it not just be like a little boy, though?
Because the house is empty.
Who said the house is empty?
The people.
What? So we're going off the word of the people who are making money off there being ghosts in the house?
But the house is empty.
But this one goes up to 11.
All the Defales are dead.
Yes, I'm fully aware of where we are.
And the Lutzes have moved out.
Yeah.
So there's no children there. So why would there be a child to be photographed?
Maybe it was planted.
You don't grow children. So
right, okay, that's quite an interesting picture.
You should definitely put that on the Facebook thing. Because
I will.
That's really like, I find that quite intriguing. And
yeah.
It, you know, I mean, all that other stuff, like we heard bangs and there were rising damp. I mean, that's just bollocks. But something like that needs to be taken a bit more seriously.
Yeah. There's some other ideas about the land being cursed even prior to the murders, which, you know, may have made him do it.
Oh, right. How was it cursed?
Right. God, I don't know how to say this.
What do you want to say?
That word.
Oh, by the Shinnecock Indians. Well,
depending on how it's spelled, it either looks like Shinnecock Indians.
Shinnecock Indians.
But I'm going to go with Shinnecock.
I'm going to go with Shinnecock.
I prefer Shinnecock.
So these Native Americans.
You know why they were called the Shinnecock Indians?
Polish it up.
Because it went down to the shin.
Yeah, because they all have massive todgers. Todger, what a great word.
I thought they just polished them.
No, that's the shiny cocks. This is the shinnen cocks.
So there's some idea that it might have been an ancient Indian burial ground, but I don't think there's much foundation for that.
Surely if they dug in the ground, they'd find bones.
Or even a place where the Indians would go and drop off mental Indians or dying Indians.
Mental Indians?
What, like, just
I suppose if they're eating all like the
buffalo.
Tie them to a tree.
But the Indian people have denied that was true.
How many... Is that your Indian?
No.
No, what are they talking
about? Come on, give me some.
I can think about it in my head, but I can't do it.
Come on, red Indian.
No, my people do not do this. People.
Oh, yeah.
We eat maize.
Oh,
no, the end.
That went off a bit at the end. Come on, Chris. Think of Billy.
Toto.
Think of Billy on Predator.
God.
My people are a proud people.
Oh, that was quite good.
We have high traditions.
Dracula, you have three accents.
I know, and he claims to be able to do any accent in the world. I'm sure, given time, he could get it nailed.
Man,
you know,
is fly with eagle wing, sea with eagle eye, crawl with
talk with bold bollocks,
with crawl with bare paw, swim like fish, shit like bull.
Very good. It was like having Sitting Bull in the room. Yeah. It was
Sitting Bull, crouching
tiger. Hidden.
Cucumber.
It's all nonsense. We can pretty much write all that off.
So go on, give us some more info.
Well, that's it, really.
All right.
The Lutzes ended up getting divorced in the 80s, but stayed on good terms. Kathleen died in 2004, and George died in 2006. And lots...
Natural.
But all the little Lutzes are still knocking
just
about.
Just old age, heart disease. Yeah. Emphysema, actually, for Kathleen. The kids are all doing all right. Well, they're all here, I think.
Just
doing all right. Several families have lived in the house, and it's now... it doesn't look anything like how it used to. They took out the iconic windows because they had loads of people trampling all over the lawn, you know, trying
taking
to look
pictures.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. Several families have lived in the house since, and not one has reported...
Surprise!
Anything paranormal whatsoever.
Yeah, that's because the Lutzes took all the ghostly things away with them.
Well, actually, they were haunted for a brief period afterwards, I think they're all right now.
It died off.
Yeah.
And got the book deal.
Yeah, so, once they had the money.
What are some believable hauntings that you might believe in?
None.
But you said you did a Ouija board once and got...
I didn't do a Ouija board, I did glass moving. Me and some of my friends went to a haunted house.
Yeah.
And we did glass moving. And the glass did move, so we'd say, like, I don't know, are you a man? And the glass would move, and it'd be like, yes. I should explain, there was like a red light on the table, and we'd say, move the glass to the red light if you are a man. And it'd move, you know, or not move.
Who was pushing it?
Well, that's the, all of us had our finger on very lightly.
Yeah.
And previously, a man had been leading the session, so he also had his finger on, so we thought that he was pushing it, and I was like, yeah, bullshit.
Yeah.
And then he took his finger off, and it did carry on moving. I don't feel that I was pushing the glass, however, at least one of us was. And even though it was like a spooky, fun experience, I don't believe that it was a ghost. I believe that one of us... I don't think anyone was doing it on purpose. I don't think any of my friends would...
You think it was a
do it for a joke. But I think subconsciously, maybe even I was pushing it, even though I didn't feel like I was.
So you were pushing
it. Is there any famous ghostly things that you think that raises your suspicion? Slightly more than just saying...
What, you better believe in?
Bullshit.
No. There's nothing that's ever made me feel like I believe in ghosts.
See, I don't know. I've had a ghostly experience.
Oh, go on.
But it's nothing. I used to work in a pub that was hot, that supposedly got a ghost.
Mm.
And one night when I was locking up, there was only me in the building. All the doors were locked. All the windows were locked. There was no one else in the room at all. And I turned off, behind the bar, there was a stereo, and it had, like, big click, on-off clicks, you know, like, not like a fancy touch switch, nothing that you could brush past and turn it on. There were big amps that you had to click off with a click switch, and there was, this is how long ago it was, there was a tape deck attached to it so you could play music into the pub. And I know it was switched off because I was the person who switched it off, and I was away from the tape deck cleaning up. Then all of a sudden the music came on at full volume in the pub. And
why would a ghost know how to operate a tape deck?
Well, I don't know, but
I'm not, it's a good
there's no
story
explanation that I, because there was only me there, I had the keys, I was locking up. The pub was empty. I know it was empty because you've got to make sure.
Well, especially with electrical things, that could very easily be some kind of fault.
No, because the amps were big switches that you had to click off and click off. So for them to power up, the tape deck to power up, and the tape to start playing at full volume, not at the volume it was at.
But do you not think it's before? More logical to assume it was some kind of electrical thing rather than a ghost? Why surge? Leap to ghost? Like, that's
the well, electrical surges can't turn the volume up and turn two amps back on.
But ghosts can.
Tape start playing.
Yeah, but maybe the volume was already on max.
It wasn't, because it was like, it was a like a piped background music, and when it come back on, it was like full volume nightclub level. So it was just a very strange incident.
Potentially paranormal.
I've had sleep paralysis.
Oh, God, paralysis.
Yeah, I've had that, but other than that... No.
I would hate to have sleep paralysis. I've never had...
What's that?
It's when you
can't move, but you're awake.
When you wake up, you're awake. Yeah, I woke up.
So your eyes are open or...
I couldn't open my eyes, though. And I just couldn't move my whole body. I was trying, and I couldn't sit up. And then eventually, I was just like, right, one, two, three.
But some people see, like, demons and things.
Yeah, people who can open their eyes.
If you can hear a scratching noise, the cat is... having a shit.
But there's medical explanations for sleep paralysis, aren't there?
Yeah.
It See, I'm not a believer, but I'm not an unbeliever. I'm a want to be convinced sort of person. And
agnostic in the gospel.
But if
world.
I said to you there was like I don't know a dragon in the next room, and you were like, well, what's the evidence? And I'd be like, oh, there is no evidence, but there might be. Like, why don't you believe it? That's it's like it doesn't make sense to me why you would think that ghosts might exist. Like, there's
because there's lots of CCTV footage and photographs, like the photograph of the little demon
in
boy.
In fact, I'm going to look this up. There's an award for proving. So I can't remember what it is.
I've had a ghost poo before.
I've had ghost poos. They're amazing.
1 minute they're there, next minute they're gone.
Well, you were a plop and a splash. You look around.
Here we go. The James Randi Education Foundation.
Nothing on the paper.
Houdini
the Million Dollar Challenge. The James Randi Educational Foundation will pay $1 million to any person who demonstrates any psychic, supernatural or paranormal ability under satisfactory observation.
I could do that.
Yeah, but they're just making their own rules.
It's been open, no. Well, it's you've been able to claim this $1 million.
Satisfactory?
Science. So, yeah, under scientific conditions, you make something paranormal happen.
Right, okay.
Now, people have been able to apply to do this since 1964. Oh, and then you're offered $1,000, and now it's risen to $1 million.
He's quite confident.
Over 650 people have applied. Between 1997 and 2005, there have been a total of 360 official notarized applications. Has anyone ever passed the preliminary test?
Okay.
No.
Mmm.
It's
Ghostbusters.
If there's ghosts, why hasn't someone claimed that $1 million?
Because how do you get a ghost to walk down to the lab with you?
Well, apparently you get a Ouija board out and say hello, hello.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
So what they should do is they should get a Ouija board and watch people do a Ouija board.
Shall I tell you one more Amityville fact?
Yeah, sure.
One of the September the 11th victims called Peter O'Neill lived in the house from 1987 to 1997.
Ooh.
10 years of spookiness.
Right. So that's Amityville.
We've really managed to talk it down.
A steaming pile of bullshit.
I don't understand why you wanted to do that.
Well, it's an interesting story in the film.
It is interesting.
The film is interesting. The first film, like, I remember when I was about 11 watching Amityville 3D, and really, that was a bad film. But, you know.
Was that 3D with the red and blue filters?
Yeah, I didn't have 3D glasses for it, so.
So it's just all a bit blurry.
They put my contacts in.
No, it was a bad film. A bad film.
Bad film.
So the Amityville horror, fact or fiction, we will never know.
Well, I think the murder of six people's quite a hard fact.
The DeFeo bit, that's
it's just the marching band and the pig that I've got
it's
issues
the Lutz
with.
Bit that's the bullshit.
I mean, to be fair, if it is all made up bollocks, then they were quite quick on it, weren't they?
Yeah.
They saw an opportunity and they grabbed it. And I can't fault them for that.
Did that fund their lifestyle throughout the rest of the days?
I mean, I'm not sure how they handled the money.
Well, they must have been.
I think they did well out of
movie
it.
Movie rights, book rights, things like that.
Yeah, they were quite annoyed. Well, George was, because the 2005 film didn't ask for their permission. But other than that, you know, they.
Yeah,
there's a
well.
Lot of films, Amityville actually. Films. If you look, they've done quite a few.
Okay.
So well done, guys.
Well done, Lutzes. Bad luck, DeFeo's.
Yeah. Oh,
but your pain was their joy.
So that was the Amityville. Very interesting.
Yes. Very interesting.
It's very spooky. Pigs. Brass bands.
And remember,
bedrooms.
If you see a demonic pig, take a picture, send it in to us, and we'll then forward it on and win £1 million.
Oh, yeah. We're on Facebook, at Penny Morthouse on Twitter, and thepennymorthouse@gmail.com. We like getting, you know, news
stuff.
From you. So it's good.
Yes, any ghoulish or spooky, macabre facts,
anything.
Send them to us. Or photographs of your penises.
I was just going to say no dick pics. I was just going to say it.
Dick pics, dick pics, dick pics.
Right, bye everyone.
Bye.
All dick pics will be used for public broadcasting.
Amityville.